Welcome to the Taxation Audio Chapter. In this chapter, we're going to do a quick review of the key concepts and terms from the chapter. Let's start with taxes for individual life insurance. Premiums for individually purchased life insurance are non-tax deductible. Death benefits are tax-free if received in a lump sum. If the benefit is paid in installments, the portion that is interest on the benefit is taxable. The cash value of a life insurance policy increases upon payment of premiums and interest accrued. If the policy is surrendered for cash value, the amount of interest is taxable. Otherwise, the benefit is tax-free. Dividends are considered a return of overcharged premium and are not taxable since premiums are paid with after-tax dollars. If loans taken against the policy are repaid or recovered upon policy surrender or maturity, they are not taxable. If the policy is surrendered, the amount of cash value greater than premiums paid is taxable as income. Accelerated benefits are tax-free as long as the distribution is qualified, meaning the insured is terminally ill or expected to die within 2 years. Transfer of value occurs when the policy is sold to another party for consideration. While benefits are generally tax-free, if the policy's proceeds are a result of a transfer of value, the proceeds are taxable. Now let's look at group life insurance. In group life, premiums paid by employees are not tax-deductible. The employer can deduct premium payments as a business expense. Proceeds are tax-free if received in a lump sum. Benefits paid in installments are subject to taxation for the interest portion. Now let's look at business life insurance. Life insurance policy premium payments are not tax-deductible if policies are used for business purposes. However, the proceeds are tax-free. This does not include group insurance purchased by employers for its employees. Moving on, let's quickly discuss the tax issues for MECs, qualified plans, non-qualified plans, and IRAs. Modified endowment contracts, or MECs, are overfunded life insurance policies and are subject to taxation. Congress and the IRS defined MECs to prevent individuals from using life insurance policies as investment vehicles simply to withdraw tax-free proceeds through partial surrenders. To determine whether a policy is defined as life insurance or a MEC, the IRS uses the 7-pay test. In qualified plans, employers' contributions are tax-deductible and not treated as taxable income to the employee. Employees' contributions are made with pre-tax dollars, and any interest earned on both employer and employee contributions are tax-deferred. Employees only pay taxes on amounts at the time of withdrawal. Withdrawals by employee are treated as taxable income. Withdrawals by the employee made prior to age 59 and a half are assessed an additional 10% penalty tax. Withdrawals are mandatory at age 70 and a half, and failure to take the required withdrawal results in a 50% tax on those funds. Non-qualified annuities are taxed on an exclusion ratio, in which the portion of annual payment that is principal is tax-free, and the portion that is interest is taxed as income. IRAs. Traditional IRAs allow for an individual to contribute a limited amount of money per year, and the interest earned is tax-deferred until withdrawal. The contribution limits are indexed annually. Roth IRAs are designed so that withdrawals are tax-free. Contributions to Roth IRAs are subject to the same limits as traditional IRAs, but are not tax-deductible. Interest on contributions is not taxable as long as the withdrawal is a qualified distribution. Rollovers are transfer of funds from one IRA or qualified plan to another. Rollovers are taxable at 20% unless the funds are deposited into a new IRA or qualified plan within 60 days of distribution. That's it for this chapter. I want to make sure you read the chapter and take the practice quizzes. The audio supplement is only a review. Good luck!